Excuse me, Mr. Sullivan, did you say that you have a bottle of wine that is over 200 years old?
That's right. Hondo found it down in the wine cellar.
Oh, you have a wine cellar?
It's empty. Has been for years. Hondo's been tearing down the racks for me.
Tell me, is it suitably cool in this wine cellar, Mr. Hondo?
Hondo's the first name. Last name's Magruder.
Oh, my apologies, sir. Is the wine cellar cool?
Yeah, there's a little nip to it.
Oh, that's marvelous. Yes, wine keeps much better in suitable temperatures. Oh, forgive me. I have forgotten my manners. My name is Reginald Kay. Perhaps you've heard of me. I am a noted oenophile.
You mean you don't believe in God?
Very witty, Mr. Sullivan. Very witty indeed. Yes. No, an oenophile is a connoisseur of fine wines. Might I see that bottle, perhaps?
Sure. Here you are.
Ah, thank you. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. It is quite authentic. What a rare find. Most genuine.
That's good to know.
See, notice the crescent moon on the label. Yeah, just there, yes. That was the symbol of this vineyard. The bottle and cork appear to be completely intact, even after 2 centuries. Oh, that's marvelous. Marvelous!
Glad you like it.
Point of fact, the ink used on the label is actually made from grape residue. Now, the owners of this vineyard let nothing go to waste.
Are they still around?
Alas, no. They closed in the mid-1800s. Quite lost to the wine world. Yeah.
The name sounds French.
Oh, it is.
How did it get here?
I heard you mention the longevity of this building as a pub. Perhaps all the way back to the American Revolution. Well, the bottle dates from approximately that time. The French did assist the early Americans during our war with England. I can only assume this wine came over from France during that time. The contents of this bottle must be empty. Ambrosia.
You're welcome to some, Mr. K. I was going to chill it in the fridge for a bit. Then Hondo and I were going to have a snort.
Oh, no, 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 please, no. One does not snort 200-year-old wine.
One doesn't?
No, no, it is meant to be savored. First, its bouquet must be inhaled through the nostrils and appreciated to heighten the senses.
You ain't one of those wine lovers who goes around squishing the stuff in their mouths and then spitting it out, are you?
I have been known to do that on occasion.
That always seemed like such a waste to me.
Oh, certainly not. No, the appreciation of a fine vintage is a skill that must be honed.
Spitting is a skill?
Mr. Sullivan, might I convince you to part with that bottle?
You want it?
Indeed I do. I'll give you $1,000 for it.
$1,000? For one bottle?
If there are more down in the wine cellar, I will happily purchase them as well.
Hondo?
No, just this one. I didn't see any others.
What do you say, sir? I'll write you a check right here. Or if you prefer cash, my bank is down the street.
Are you sure of this? $1,000 for one bottle of wine?
Oh, most certain.
Well, you've got a...